welcome to another episode of Sancta Sophia College Podcast, Five Questions With. My name is Elodie Perotti, and I'll be discussing this new podcast, Five Questions With a Professional Educator. Oh, how exciting. I would like to welcome our guest speaker today, Bridget Kerrigan, also known as Sancta's Vice Principal. Bridget is currently working at Sancta as our Vice Principal, but she once was an amazing teacher who has had multiple job experiences and adventures in this field. I'm sure you are all excited to hear all that Bridget has achieved. Just like I am. Oh, so, hi Bridget, how are you?
Hi Elodie, what a lovely introduction. Thank you very much.
Thank you for allowing me to ask you five questions.
My pleasure. And being in our office, we've got Lewis, of course, sitting at our feet. So hopefully we will not be disturbed.
Hopefully. Let's get to it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so the first question is, what did you enjoy most about teaching and what have been some highlights of your career?
Okay, well, I'll start with that first question, which is, what did I most enjoy about teaching? Remember, I taught for a very long time, so there are probably so many things over the years, but when I was thinking about this and I was trying to put it into a kind of a manageable form, there were a couple of things. I think what I always loved about teaching was that every day is different. And I know that sounds very cliched, but it kind of was. And that was because you'd have different class dynamics and staff dynamics, what you were teaching, the temperature of the day, right through to maybe what was happening in the broader community. So the most enjoyable thing was that there was a sense of routine because you had lessons at certain times and there was expectations around that, but there was also this whole range, this whole continuum of experience. And one time I was actually teaching the same subject but to different classes on the same day, and they could be quite different results at the end. So it was the variation, I think. I also really enjoyed the fact that I taught both kindergarten right through to year 12, and that was probably in the middle part of my career where I never imagined myself working with primary school children. I've always highly admired primary school teachers. I think they're extraordinary, the organisation, their ability to work with between 25 and 30 little bodies in front of them. So they are very much the marathon runners, in my opinion. But I did get that real insight when, for a short while, I was an assistant principal in a school that was from kindergarten right through to year 12. So I did enjoy it, but it made me a bit nervous at the same time. And my little story there is really about teaching kindergartens and year one infants sport, and it really, really was like herding cats. So trying to explain and get them to do things and then running all over the field, I knew right then and there I was not designed for for primary teaching. The second part of that, what have been some of the highlights? Again, because I've been around for so long, there's probably a few, and I'm sure if I thought about this further, and maybe even tomorrow or later on today, then I'll be going, oh, I should have said that. But the ones that did come to mind were being a part of initiatives in the schools that I worked in. So for instance, one of the ones that I was involved in right from the start that was a federal initiative was vocational education training. And I was working with year 11s and 12s, teaching the practical and the theory of office works, and not the shop office works, but the skills and the knowledge to run a business and run an office. That was fantastic. It was new. It provided an opportunity for students who were very practically minded, right through to those who thought maybe they might have a business one day. So it was really insightful, but it was also interesting to set up virtual offices and virtual companies. So I had great it was quite a highlight at that point. I also really enjoyed school camps and retreats that I had with both the students and the colleagues that I worked with. They were also chances to get away from normal routine, go to beautiful places, say in the Blue Mountains, because most of them were in New South Wales. I was working in South Australia as well, but most New South Wales where I've worked. But you would go away to beautiful places and have these conversations and activities and involvement with students where they almost saw you as human. You know, you're not the teacher in the classroom, and you had a real chance to have serious moments but fun as well. So I really loved those. And just one more, which is really about creating the opportunity, and this is in my last school, to put into place a thing called service learning, which Australia was just picking up on. It was fairly strong in the American context as well as in the British context. It actually moved into the university context as well. And what it was just not that idea of community service where you just go and help, which is wonderful, but it's about that reflective helping and that reflective involvement in community. So I was really lucky to be given the reins to get that organised and get that going, and it's still flourishing, which is also a delight.
That's cool. Oh my goodness. Okay, the next question. What is your teaching philosophy?
It's an interesting question because I think you're in education and more than likely you're going to get asked this question.
Yeah.
And when I've worked with student teachers over the years, and we've had them in pracs in the schools that I've worked in, I know they've often had a conversation with me about philosophies and what is your teaching philosophy. So it is one that is good to think about, but I think it actually changes as you change and your jobs change. But you can find a base. And I suppose when I thought about both those things, I think I boil it down to relationships with students being paramount. So of course you need to have content and skills and management of a classroom. But in my mind, that willing ear, showing interest in somebody, whether they're going well or not, you know, showing interest in that person, where you can, creating those connections with that person, but probably more important, having that connection go out from that person to another. Mm-hmm. So you're part and parcel of creating community. And I think for me, that philosophy allows for your community to grow, but it also acknowledges the individual in the community.
I agree. What was the most challenging part of being a teacher?
Probably in a very practical way, sometimes not being quite sure what a student or a class needed. Now, it might be, again, it could be the content, it could be the management, it could be skills-based, or it could be a personal need that that student would have. So I think that's the most challenging, because you've got possibly between 15 and 30 students in front of you, and you've, in the secondary school setting, you might have 50 minutes, or you might have a little bit longer in some school timetables, but you don't have a really long time. And so to have any sort of direct contact and conversation, it's really difficult. So you have to observe, you have to be able to maybe use marking or something where you're writing to them and checking what they need or you can provide for them. So I'd say that's probably the most challenging part that I've found over the years.
30 students in a class?
Wow. Yes and no. So that wasn't really common. That's the, if you like, the highest number. Probably the average was between 25 and 20, maybe 28, but the 30 was in very early years, and it was a year 10 history class with,
wow,
yes, with a few boys that prefer to be kicking the football out on the field, and the girls weren't particularly interested in, I think it was Australian history. So yes, it was a wee bit of a challenge, but you know, knowing what they needed and being able to respond to that is probably, or has been, my biggest challenge as a teacher.
What did you enjoy most about teaching?
I think it may not be a surprise. I being involved in community has been something I've loved right from the start, and helping others. Like, I think that sense of helping someone that is actually helping them, you know, because that's the hardest thing to sometimes know what is going to help them. But I do enjoy that. I like working with students. I've loved learning alongside of them. I love their energy, and I love that I can maybe be a little part of their life somewhere along the line. That's why this job is brilliant, because I have spent all those years from that kinder experience right through to year 12. Did a little bit in TAFE for a while, so I had an experience of post-secondary schooling. But I love seeing this slice of population of students that have gone through all those years of education with my colleagues, with, you know, all that they have learnt and been. And somehow I get a little bit of pleasure out of seeing that as a result. I didn't necessarily teach anyone here, but it is so delightful to see them having gone through the education system and having had all the teachers, all the subjects that I'm sort of familiar with. So in a way, secondary delight, even though it wasn't directly me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm sure that you helped change, I don't know, the world.
Oh, that's very like, generous. I don't know about the world.
No.
I think if you have a little slice of insight that you might have made someone's life a little better, of course. I mean, I would be pleased. And look, to be honest, over the years there have been a few people who've come years later and said, oh, I remember when you said this, or you did this. And it's not earth-shattering stuff, but it's a little bit of something that you made a difference in their life. And that's always a great pleasure. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's changing the world.
Thank you.
One step at a time. And the last question, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Oh my goodness. Now, when you sent this through and I thought, oh, what's the best piece? Oh my goodness. And I suppose when I look at it, this part of my life, professional and personal part of my life, there has been little bits over the years. The wonderful teachers I worked with when I was a young teacher, as well as the people I've worked with outside of the teaching career when I've done different things and worked in different communities. But one thing that I kept coming back to, and it was just such a powerful conversation. This is in my very early years. I had a conversation with a colleague who was a few years older than me, not terribly older, but just a couple of years experience on me. One of the things he said was that he believed in always saying hello to any student that he went past, and ideally using their name. And I said, oh, why? Like, you'd be saying hello all day. And he said, I know, and I do. And I said, why do you do that? And he said, because I might be the only person that says hello to that person, as well as I might be the only person that actually uses their name. And it kind of sat with me for a while, and I thought, oh yeah, I suppose it's a good idea. And then I started to practice that, where it was about trying to acknowledge the person and to say hello and to remember who they were. And I think from that time on, I did something similar. And it kind of echoes really nicely about what you're giving to somebody else. That is a recognition, sense of respect that you do know who they are, and also maybe turning the tide for that person who they might be coming from somewhere, like from home, where no one said hello to them that morning. You know, that you could be that first person or that person to acknowledge them. So that's my advice, particularly for teachers, to acknowledge their students, even if you're out in public, which sometimes is hard, because students mightn't want to acknowledge you, but to even wave and say hello, I think it gives warmth and welcome to the other.
Ah, oh, I got chills when you were telling that story. So I just remembered my teacher doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like that idea?
Yeah, I really do. Hmm. I think, I don't know, and it strengthens the community as well. If, I don't know, the teacher's actually putting an effort outside of the classroom.
Yeah.
To like, yeah, well, your philosophy, student-teacher relations.
Yeah, and yeah. It kind of echoes that in some ways too. So I was so fortunate to know this teacher. He was beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. And of course, guess what? They all loved him. Because yeah. He spent time with them. He knew who they were, acknowledged who they were, and they gravitated. Also, he was a drama teacher, so he had lots of fun classes. So.
Oh, that's so exciting. I don't know. I'm so excited to be a teacher now.
Yes, good.
That's so, yeah.
Good.
Well, your time and for answering the questions, and I'm sure that whoever's going to listen to the podcast will be convinced that they can become future teachers too.
Well, hopefully those who are thinking about it,
yeah,
do talk to other teachers, because it is a really good thing to get that insight, and also go on prac teaching now is a bit tricky right now, but to get that really solid experience is such a plus, because it will give you some insight into yourself, but it also lets you work out whether it's going to be for you.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you, Elodie.